You're listening to Star Wars Hangout.
The best Star Wars Hangout in the galaxy. Hey Star Wars fans, welcome back to Star Wars Hangout. I'm Ez.
And I'm Lottie.
And we are back with Bad Batch Season 2 Finale, the new Ahsoka trailer, thoughts, Star Wars Outlaws, and much more. But before we dive into all of that, let's get some quick updates, some thoughts on life. Let's go to my Padawan learner, Lottie. How you doing? How you been?
I am really excited because we're flying back to my home planet.
Oh my gosh.
We are. In just 2 days. I mean, like, we're going to be there in 2 days. We're actually leaving
right, a day tomorrow.
Early. So, yeah, crazy. Yeah. Crazy schedule, lots of packing, and even before that, it's been a while, right? So, the reason for that, we had a lot of stuff to do.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm starting a new teaching position next year. I'm going to be a German teacher, and for that, I had to take some courses and do some onboarding, and you had to take some extra courses, so our life's been busy.
Yeah, life's been nothing but taking school courses and just updates and completing paperwork and
Eating good food.
And eating good food and all sorts of stuff. Yeah. It's been crazy. It's actually been crazy. So like you guys know this, when we were doing the Mandalorian season 3 stuff, when we were getting through all of that, we were moving at the same time.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
I know, it's crazy. Like we were moving, we were still finishing up college courses, we were finishing up the school year. It was a huge transitional year. I honestly cannot wait to, like, we said this the other day, and I messaged a couple of friends and family or whatever, and I said, we can't wait to leave and to go back to your home planet.
Yes.
But we also can't wait to come back.
Right.
You know, it's one of those weird things where it's like, you want to get, you want to go and you want to go do this thing. And it feels like it's so long overdue just because we've had a lot of, there's been a lot of reasons why we couldn't go back. Right. Government paperwork, the whole nine yards. Arna understands. Master.
Right.
He understands. But yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. You know, something they don't show you in Star Wars is like all the packing up it takes to like, if you're just like, yeah, let's just, jump on this ship and go do some mission or whatever. You got to pack for that. Unless your ship, I guess, is fully loaded with I take that back. They probably have provisions and stuff on the ship.
Well,
and things,
but you need your equipment. Yeah, you gotta pack your favorite shirts.
Yeah, absolutely. You gotta bring your lightsaber with you, by the way.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh, you guys. So a video is now up on my social media, womprat_2m. Go check it out. It's also on Star Wars Hangout 77. Lottie's looking right now. It's but hold on, it's not up.
You're in the future.
I'm in the future. She just went to look at her phone, and I'm like, I meant like by the time this is edited.
Sorry,
you're like, wow, I was flow walking there for a second. I was literally projecting myself in the future. Powerful.
And here,
powerful Jedi
see,
master.
I told you, I have a long line.
Yeah. But anyways, no. So you'll see a video up there where we got a new lightsaber from InSabers. So go to InSabers.com, check out their lightsabers. It's the Mandalorian lightsaber.
Sick.
It is actually really sick, and we had a lot of fun with it, so cannot thank them enough for that. So we're promoting it there, promoting it in my on my TikTok, I think over on the YouTube, and there's gonna be several video promotions coming out for them, because I just thought they're such a cool company. They also have, I think, a branch in Germany, which I found out, like, all their hashtags were like, how do you say lightsaber in German? It was
Lichtschwert.
Yeah,
I think
oh, yeah
my gosh.
I know.
You know, I became more and more introduced to Star Wars when I came here, so I'm not
in English.
Super good at the German
terminology. But they had hashtags, and they're from, they definitely have a company or some connection to Germany.
Yes.
So I thought, oh, heck yeah, we're going to promote the heck out of these guys. And it was really cool. So I'm excited. But yeah, so there's a link down in the description. My link tree is updated with all that kind of stuff too. So you can go check out. If you're thinking about getting a lightsaber for yourself, or you've ever wanted to get one for your kids, or a friend or whatever, they're great. And if you know me and you like us and you don't mind, I mean, if you were going to purchase somewhere, I'm now a little biased, and I would say go check them out.
Yes, because and they do have really cool. I just went to their German website.
Oh, really? Did you really? Yeah.
Insabers.de
yeah.
for Deutschland. Cool. Yeah.
Well, and so we're going to be taking, we're talking about packing stuff up. We're going to be taking the lightsaber with us to Germany so we can continue to kind of promote it. We're also going to be going to Scotland, so maybe we'll take it to the Edinburgh Castle. I don't know. You know, I haven't seen too many people wielding lightsabers.
That would be
in Edinburgh.
So like that awesome.
That'd be nuts. Yeah.
Because, I mean, Obi-Wan is from Scotland.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's his whole plan. So... For sure. Anyway, what else has been kind of going on? Yeah, just been trying to get the shorts up and going. Oh, we've been having a great time on Harry Potter Hangout and Shell Cottage Radio, by the way. That is a project we've been, just when we got busy, we kind of had to double down on one. So we doubled down on that for a little bit. We had a great hangout with our patrons. And shout out to Kayla, Amanda, Arna, and Andrew, and everyone else over at Shell Cottage Radio, because that was fun. I really enjoyed it. You know, it was actually Kayla who said, like, hey, when are we going to start talking Rebels again? And
I know.
We are on the flight, I think, going to download at least season 4, and we're going to watch season 4 of Rebels again, just because I want to. And I love it. I love watching it all the time. And I think as we go into Ahsoka, that's going to be important to kind of rewatch that and to make sure that we're solid there. What's crazy is that actually even today, and I think we mentioned one of our topics, the Bad Batch season 2 finale, I have thoughts, I have theories. There is an EU edition coming out right after this, so we're recording it right after this episode, where in which I'm going to dictate two theories. Okay, so there's going to be two episodes, which is Luke Skywalker's children and how they work in canon, because it can. And I think it's coming. I think it's happening. I think full on something's happening. It's, and I have a big theory and thought on how that's going to break down. The other one, remember when we had Michaela on and she was just like, and I'd mentioned Thrawn. I'm like, this is all going towards Thrawn.
Yeah,
you know, and she was kind of like, wait, yeah. I'm like, it wasn't even that big of a step or a prediction because they had said it in season 2. And so I was like, this is all headed towards heir to the Empire. And I am so excited to share some of my knowledge about that and just connections and where I think it's going
to
be going.
See,
I need
to listen to that. More stuff to do on the flight. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We could definitely listen to the audiobook as well. Yes. Yeah. So these flights are long. So we'll be in hyperspace for quite a while. Uh-huh. So we'll be chilling out there. We'll have to find some stuff to do. But yeah, while we're at it. And so we have that. And then we also have spoiler. You guys know this. And so this is a spoiler podcast. But Bad Batch season 2 finale came out. If you haven't seen it, just skip ahead 30 seconds here because I'm going to drop the big spoiler, which... This kind of alludes to this will connect to our EU edition where I have another theory, and it's that Tech is alive. Tech is absolutely alive. He's not dead, and there's...
told me that like 30 crazy. Seconds before we started the
you
podcast,
can tell.
And I was like, oh.
You can tell. It's a very clever way in which they present his, or the way that they depict sort of his death, and I know exactly who saved him.
I mean, sometimes you kind of hope that they somehow survived because we didn't see a dead body or anything, so there's not really... confirmation for us, but sometimes, you know, main characters just have to go.
Oh, for sure they do, for sure. But there's more to this story, and it's I'm gonna explain why here in a second. But I think anything else, big updates, again, shout out to all of our Jedi Masters, appreciate you guys so much. Oh, when we come back, that's the other thing we have, our so for, you know, you guys understand that we have like Shell Cottage Radio and we've got Star Wars Hangout. Mm-hmm. We those are our two projects, right? Those are our two, that's our love language right there, you know what I mean? Star Wars and Harry Potter. It is what I was raised on, and we've been sharing that together with one another, and it just is freaking awesome. So there is sort of a merger going on there over on the channel on Harry Potter Hangout. Been going nuts. Shorts have been going really well, but we've created a store. We've created a merch store there, and I have some merch for our, you know, it's a store that you can really list link anywhere. You can link it. It'll be linked in our link tree. It's linked on the podcast here. It's linked to that YouTube page, and it will be also linked to my Star Wars Hangout YouTube page as well, because we're going to post multiple things on there, unless you're deciding on the fly that maybe we weren't going to do that.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
Kind of just better to do it all in one store so people can see. So you will see Harry Potter stuff there, and you'll see Star Wars stuff, and we can kind of toggle which items we want. But for our Jedi Masters, by the way, thank you guys for the support. And at the end of the, when we get back, they, remember that sick council member shirt I made? Yeah, that's coming out to all those guys.
Good.
So yeah, I am pumped. Really cool. I'm pumped. I'm gonna that's one that won't get uploaded to the store, but that's gonna go out to our council members.
Ooh,
you know, so
special.
Yeah, I made a shirt that I'm like, I would want to wear that.
Really, yeah.
People, you're a council member? Yeah. For what? for my own Jedi Council, dude. Let me tell you right now. Okay. Anyway. But and hey, and thanks for the review, by the way. Just getting a little catch up here with everybody. Williams _79 said, "What a great podcast." Just left us a review April 9th. Appreciate you. Appreciate
Thank you so
everyone
much.
who leaves a review. Yes. It does help the podcast tremendously. And thank you guys a lot. We kind of had, gosh, after Mandalorian and the Bad Batch and all of that at once and moving and everything else, we just had, we took a little break here, a little hiatus, but there's been tons of Star Wars news and we want to dive into all of that. So thanks for everybody who has stuck around, who has caught up through that listening. I know our Mandalorian season finale for season three was our biggest numbers on the podcast. So that was cool. Kind of shocked that many people tuned in. So that was great. Thank you guys for listening. Okay, moving on. Let's get into the topics here. Bad Batch season two finale. We're going to start with that and then we'll move into Ahsoka and then Star Wars Outlaws, new video game, and then some Jedi Survivor thoughts. Just catching everybody up here on things that have happened and getting our thoughts out there. The season finale. So I told Lottie that I would just kind of remind her of these things. By the way, you guys would be so proud. And that review mentions, Lottie, specifically, that we have a balance. And that I do, and I never want to come across as somebody who like thinks no one knows everything in Star Wars. There is so many reference books and much craziness that like it's fun to explore and learn from each other. That's what it's about. And I love that it's just grown to be this crazy amount of information. It feels like a galaxy's worth of information and content and stuff. So but yeah, that we have a nice balance and that we are, you know, knowledgeable, but at the same time we do have that you're relatively new to the franchise, right? And that you have great questions, a great accent. And you're just adorable, which I totally agree with. So,
well, thank you.
Yeah, there we go.
I just want to say also that I love when you just on the run, you just not on the run, but you just go, you know, you're just rolling.
I can't help it.
You know, that's you're just so excited. You want to talk about everything. And I'm just sitting here like, you should see my face. I'm just like glued to your face. And you, locked in. Wow.
Remember when you said, what was it? It was
I'm hanging on your lips.
Hanging on your lips.
All my German friends will understand.
Yeah. And I was like,
this is something we say. Huh?
And I was like, absolutely. Okay. Let's go. That's hilarious.
I'm blushing right now.
I know. This is why we got to bring the video version back. And we are going to be doing that when we go into next school year, because finally we will have some consistency in our life. That'd like, we'll be in the same spot. We'll know.
See, you think it will be consistent.
I think so. But who knows? Anyway, but yeah, so I just wanted, so as I go through this, I'm really just, I said all that to say that sometimes I just tell Lottie and remind her of things, but I said, you guys would be proud of her because we were watching Clone Wars the other day and you were making connections in the Clone Wars, like we were in season four and then in season five. Mm-hmm. By the way, if you want to catch up on something really interesting, go to Clone Wars season five, the last four episodes, and just watch what happens to Ahsoka so you understand who's involved in Ahsoka's story and what really happened to her at the end of her time.
Yeah, pretty
with
important.
The Jedi, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, because that was a big conversation about Barriss Offee, and we talked about just her expulsion from the Jedi Order, who was involved in all of that. And I thought it was really, really key as you go into like rewatching Rebels, understanding Ahsoka's arc as you go into the Ahsoka series.
Yeah.
So if you want more information on that, I think it's a good place to go. You can go, and you didn't feel like you were missing anything. You can go right in there. A lot of stuff is filler,
right?
And you went right into the chunk, the really important part of that season.
Yes.
So because Rebels was the same way, right? We had a lot of filler stuff. You didn't really, I could have trimmed a lot of it out and said, here's really what happened, the gist of it.
And I mean, I have a living encyclopedia next to me who can help me out if I have questions.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there you go. So you're good. But anyway, so good. Bad Batch season two finale. Essentially, they go on a mission, right? And the Bad Batch are out there. Echo gets them involved and stuff. And Tarkin is there and they're having a big secret meeting, etc. So this is a big deal. Saw Gerrera is involved and they're all trying to exit. It goes wrong. The mission goes wrong. They got to get out of there. And we see this is actually the second to last episode where Tech falls.
Yeah.
And he saves the rest of his crew and takes the fall. And unfortunately, we lose Tech, or do we? Because I think he's alive. But let me just save that for later.
Mm-hmm.
We lose him. We go back to Sid's place. We're upset. We're distraught. And Sid has, as we've been theorizing and people predicted, sold him out. Absolutely sold them out. So the Empire, Mount Tantus, the doctor shows up, Hemlock, and they're ready to, like, he's finally figured out where Omega is. There's a big bounty. She's kind of been trying to, there's a lot of heat, as she says, on them. Mm-hmm. So, like, they were being tracked. The Empire wanted them. Sid didn't want all that attention. And Sid cuts a deal. And it feels a lot like episode 5 where Lando Calrissian, when the Empire gets there right before Han Solo does, and he's like, I'm sorry, they arrived right before you did, and they take Han, Chewie, and Leia in, you know, they capture them, right? So it's a little different because Sid had the chance to, you know, the Empire doesn't arrive and doesn't know that they're there. So Sid does kind of sell them out, I think, which sucks.
And we got that spoiler or hint at that early on in the season.
Yeah. We did, for sure.
And they did the racing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to trust her. And I thought it was just to throw us off a little bit because I'm thinking like, okay, she was a Jedi informant. She was someone who worked with the Jedi. She's better than that. Yeah. She's also close with Fee, and Fee seems pretty cool. So
that's right. But yeah. That shows you that, you know, it's a time where you don't know who to trust and
things tough are times.
Just, yeah.
Right. And Sid essentially was going through tough times. And so you're like, all right, what's really going on there? Now, here's the big thing. So when they show up, they've got Wrecker. Hunter's getting Omega out. Omega, unfortunately, comes back and is like, no. It may end up being a good thing. I know it's like she's captured. That's not great. But like the odds are better that Hunter and Wrecker are out there able now to come rescue her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they say they're going to stop at nothing to go get Omega back. Yeah. But when Omega is taken, so she's taken by the Empire and she's taken to Mount Tantus. Here's the big kicker. This is all leading to the Ahsoka series, Mount Tantus. I forget what that guy's name is. Baylan. Is the new Jedi with the orange lightsaber, right? So he's the guy in the Ahsoka series. And he is, let's see, who was... Oh, yeah, Ray Stevenson, who had just passed away, unfortunately, right? So did want to mention that we saw that in the news, and we saw that right after we had kind of stopped recording.
Yeah.
But wanted to mention that we were so looking forward to him because his energy was so good at Celebration and just seemed like such a wonderful person. So we definitely... are really looking forward to celebrating him and his portrayal of this character. And the intrigue around this character was up there. I mean, really fascinated just by who is he? Is he an Order 66 survivor? All that business. I mean, the reason I bring this up in relationship to Bad Batch is because we're at Mount Tantus. And this guy looks a lot like an individual who in Legends would have been the guardian of Mount Tantus.
Wow, okay.
Like, exactly. And he very well could even... be there at this time.
Yeah.
Which is nuts. Like if you go back in the lore and if they want to animate something and continue on with Baylan's, I think it's Baylan's Skull is his name. That's what we have here on the Wikipedia anyways, or the Wikipedia. But so there's a master in Legends in the expanded universe whose name was Jeruus Sabaoth.
Oh, is that Master the one Sabaoth. We meet at the beginning of the book?
Yes, who's crazy. Yeah, right. He is the guardian of the mountain, and he was there. He's a dark Jedi. He's actually a clone. He is cloned. Emperor Palpatine takes a dead Jedi, and he clones that Jedi. So that Jedi died before Order 66 and before the events of, before even episode 2 maybe, but he clones that Jedi, puts him there at one of his storehouses where all of his cloning technology, cloaking technology, other advanced, you know, things, or maybe even holocrons. It's a storehouse with tons of different things in it. And I don't know where this guy, I'm just speculating, but it's mentioned in the Ahsoka trailer, the heir to the Empire and Thrawn. And then you see this Jedi-like figure who is in opposition to Ahsoka. It really makes you think, like in the Thrawn trilogy, that this guy was the Guardian or could have been somehow related. Now, they're calling him just sort of a smuggler. Not smuggler, like sort of a gun for hire, like a mercenary. He's really just, he's a saber for hire, is what I've heard. But to me, I kind of feel like maybe he was more, it would be really cool if there's this connection back to Mount Tantus.
Right, yes.
Okay, so now bouncing back to the Bad Batch.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm all over the place.
No, you helped me make the connection between Ahsoka and Bad Batch, which is huge.
Generous. Yeah. Some people are out there listening right now going, Ez, what in the heck? We bounced from Bad Batch to Ahsoka to this guy. But I wanted to mention that Ray Stevenson, that may rest in peace, and we just were saddened by that news. But we're going to go into that and hopefully be able to celebrate his character. And, I look forward to that. So at the end of season 2, Omega goes in and she sees Nala Se. They're using Omega to continue working on whatever Emperor Palpatine's project is.
Yeah.
And we kind of know because of the Rise of Skywalker and Rey. Rey has a father who was a clone of Palpatine. So we already know.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. I thought it was just Palpatine himself. Uh-huh. Okay, so
It is okay. Palpatine, though. That's interesting,
like,
right?
I mean, it's his genetics, but it's not the person.
Right. So he hopes that his spirit or his essence can be transferred into, basically to root out whatever clone entity or, or mind would be there and allow him to become immortal by living in, you know, harvesting, creating a flesh and blood body, but he could transfer his essence or his spirit into that body.
Right.
So Dathan is the name of Rey's father. But Dathan, you might as well just call him, I mean, he's just a non-force sensitive Palpatine.
Okay.
He's exact replica. I mean, it's the same thing you have with, like, Jango Fett is the bounty hunter who is the, you know, he's what the all the other clones are modeled after, right? Like, they are, So, as much as we love Rex and Commander Cody and all of these different guys, they're clones.
They're an exact copy of it.
Exact copy, but they're also completely, they're all individuals.
Right, because they lived their own lives. So,
right, exactly. Yeah. You know, I found out something interesting just for some folks who, I was doing some interesting facts, I'm going to be uploading a bunch of shorts on Star Wars Hangout, and I was looking up top five facts for Lando Calrissian, and the Empire Strikes Back script, he was originally supposed to be a clone, one of many clones. And so George Lucas had this idea of the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Like when he talks in episode four, Lucas is talking to Obi-Wan, and he says, you know, that he served with his father in the Clone Wars. And you're like, that's just one off line where it's sort of like, what are those? What are the Clone Wars? And then we get the Clone Wars. We understand that, oh, Jango Fett and Mandalorians.
They
and
fill
this,
that whole gap. Yep.
Yeah.
They keep... Yeah,
it's nuts.
More. It's cool.
It's great. It's hard for me to keep track of actually sometimes of all the different, you know, clones. And I know a lot of kids are really into the Clone Wars, and they know which.
Which is awesome because that's what they grew up with.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But anyway, so Omega at the end, she sees Crosshair. She's upset by that.
Yeah.
And she then turns around, and I think her name is Emery, is the doctor or the assistant there at Mount Tantus, who walks over, and they have the same Australian accent, the same sort of different hair color, but it is Omega grown up. It is her sister.
Yeah.
Now, I don't understand. Maybe you guys can help me and send me a transmission. Let me know. Again, StarWarsHangout77@gmail.com. Send me a transmission. I don't know how that could be, because it seemed like Omega is supposed to be the last. Like, how did they create her sister? Did Nala Se do that sometime prior? Was she already working on cloning Omega? You know what I mean?
Maybe she...
I'm confused.
She just ages faster like her brothers.
True. The age acceleration. Yeah.
Maybe that was
the
thing. Maybe she's actually younger.
Right.
In years, but...
Yeah, because the Bad Batch is all older. They're all older than... Or I'm sorry, she's older than the Bad Batch, but they physically are older than she is.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. But anyways, that was really interesting because I'm thinking... and this leads me to what Arna had sent in. Mm-hmm. He sent us a really interesting thought, which is basically... I had a collaboration with Meg from Dork Side of the Force. And at one point, she said... This is Arna's words here. Said that when she said... she is Omega. He got this crazy thought, this idea that she literally will be Omega, the end, the last Kaminoan clone to survive when it's all done. So, I mean, we know Rex and others make it through Rebels and beyond, but just with the Bad Batch, I have a feeling they're all going to end up sacrificing themselves for her in some way. So,
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Which is a good, I mean, I think a lot of the Bad Batch are going to sacrifice themselves for Omega, and she will be the last.
Yeah.
And she will outlive all of them. Even her sisters, who have been genetically enhanced or accelerated, they then will die before Omega, you know? So she is sort of the last
true.
In that sense.
And you kind of hope they, I don't know, since they realize they're sisters, maybe they end up helping her somehow.
Yeah, what's the program? What's going on? They're all working for on Emperor Palpatine's project. Now, what was interesting in The Mandalorian is when you look at cloning, it's not just people get, once you get this technology, like Moff Gideon, he made clones of himself. And Din Djarin went in there with Grogu, and they destroyed all of those different little cloning, you know, like, they destroyed all of his, he was upset. He was really upset by that. So it makes you wonder, is someone else like, yes, we're working on Emperor Palpatine's project, but we're not fully dedicating all of our resources to it, or we're siphoning off some of this knowledge for a separate program? Because we know Grogu, I feel like Grogu is somehow involved in that. We hear it in The Mandalorian. Project Necromancer, which is bringing back Emperor Palpatine. Now, at the time, he's alive and maybe is not putting a lot of, you know, resources or whatever to this project, but it's a backup plan. It's a contingency plan in case something goes wrong for him.
Right. And so far, it seems impossible. I mean, Nala Se is the best of the best, right, in her field. And she even says, what you ask me to do is to not do. Possible.
Right.
And he says, make it possible.
Yep. Yep.
Figure out how to do it, because you don't want Omega to get hurt, right?
So I'm really up in the air on where that all goes and how that's all going to work out. Like, how many of her sisters do work there? Are they all? Because there is one lead doctor who I don't think looks, I think her last name might even be Pershing, but I have to kind of look that up. Yeah, because I think she's somehow related to Dr. Pershing later on. I think it's her son. But most of these individuals, though, I've only seen the one girl. There may be others who are Omega sisters. I don't know. But she says that she's her sister. I don't know if there's others or not. I feel like we have seen other people walking around, but I can't remember. What does that mean? I mean, does it mean that she is, like, they're just going to continue on working with this experiment? But, like, what is their purpose of Omega?
Right. Why is she so important, right?
Become. What are the advancements? What has Nala Se learned there? I mean, what has she learned that's going to transfer into other advancements in cloning technology or what have you? Or how is she important to Emperor Palpatine's mission? People have wondered, is Omega, you know, force sensitive in some way? But we haven't really figured that out. That's the big thing, though, is what they want Nala Se to do is to create someone who, from Palpatine's genetics, that has the Force, that is Force sensitive, that his physical being would be able to. Because I think they've implied that when Palpatine inhabits another one of his clones, that his Force energy burns that clone up.
Oh,
yeah, like when he transfers in there, that the body cannot truly. Hold together, because what he does say in Rise of Skywalker is that he alludes to his death, and he says something about the fact that he's died before. And so what they were doing there is saying that they're kind of acknowledging to a lot of the fans who said, hey, you can't really bring Palpatine back. That's disrespectful to Darth Vader. Like, Darth Vader really did defeat, you know, if Darth Vader is truly the chosen one and he brings balance to the Sith, then he destroys Emperor Palpatine, and then you bring him back. Then really, was he the chosen one? Did he really bring balance to the Force? So they insert this line in The Rise of Skywalker that basically says that he has died.
Yeah.
He acknowledges, like, yes, I have died, but the dark side of the Force is a power, you know, there is a pathway to many things that people would consider unnatural or something. You guys know the quote. So if it seems like that he was using a lot of his acolytes and such, the Sith, to inhabit a body, but then was burning through those bodies and could not find a, that's why we wanted Rey to strike him down, because Rey was powerful enough to house and keep his essence, right? Dathan, one of his other clones, ended up being just worthless to him. So probably someone, honestly, Dathan was probably created, I don't know, at Mount Tantus or somewhere. I think they say Exegol, though.
Who was, like, Rey's dad?
Rey's dad.
Okay.
I think in the comics they said that Dathan was actually created on Exegol.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the planet that we have in the sequels,
and
not here at Mount Tantus. So it's almost like, did they move the cloning operation there? Was
did
it still going on?
They have multiple facilities at the same time.
Who
were, researching and stuff. Yeah,
right. To me, it makes a lot of sense that if the Bad Batch come back to Mount Tantus and they expose this program and get intel and knowledge on it, that they would move this cloning operation away from Mount Tantus to Exegol later on. That's kind of a stepping stone. And then by the time of Thrawn and the Ahsoka series, Mount Tantus has kind of gone dormant, because when we see it in the books, there's just an old guardian who's still there.
Yeah.
Master Sabaoth. And he's kind of deranged. He's a little crazy. Yeah. There's some village people down below, but that mountain is full of mysteries and stuff, and no one's really been there because it just becomes kind of a dormant storehouse, and there's really no reason for anybody to go there. But Thrawn knew about it. He knew about that storehouse. So right now, Mount Tantus is popping and it's active, and there's a program there. But I'm imagining if Dathan is a part of this same sort of program that Nala Se is being, you know, encouraged to work on, that knowledge, whatever advancements she makes, at some point there's a cutoff and it moves to Exegol, because Darth Vader in the comics will go to Exegol and find a lot of that stuff. And that's how Dathan actually escapes. He escapes off of Exegol and meets Rey's mom.
Wow.
Which is nuts. By the way, spoiler, they say in the Shadows of the Sith book, I've been doing a lot of digging around recently, they say that Rey's mother's mother may have been Force sensitive. So check into that. Order 66 survivor, one of the Jedi, possibly.
Whoa.
So I can see Lottie's eyes sometimes. I throw so much and I go too quick that it's sort of like, what? I'm all over the place. What? Yes.
No, you don't. I see your hand raised. Great. I just wanted to tell folks, if you're wondering, like I was, when do we get answers? When is season 3 coming out?
Yeah.
Okay. We have confirmation that they're working on it right now. It's in development and will arrive on Disney Plus in 2024.
Okay.
Okay. We are looking forward to next year already.
Okay.
And it's, this one article on StarWars.com, so I'm thinking this is true.
Right.
It says that it will be the final season as Lucasfilm finishes telling this part of the story.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that will be the final piece to get the answers. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Makes me kind of wonder what they will do. I we'll have to do a whole episode where we do some predictions on that, because I think I'm heading in the right direction. That Mount Tantus project is going to wrap up and they're going to be moving it elsewhere or something. So
yeah.
Okay, so just some thoughts there on the Bad Batch season finale, season 2, and thought I'd share those. Now, moving on, so the Ahsoka trailer spot was kind of next up. It's a really quick spot. It's really only about like a minute long, and it was great. It was really a spot where you have Ahsoka showing up. We see a lot of things that have been said before, but we also see this bit where Ezra Bridger, well, we see his sort of like, I guess it's like a holo image, and we've seen that before. But what was new in this was that Sabine has Ezra's lightsaber and ignites this green lightsaber. Now, I think people at Star Wars Celebration saw that, and that was the bit that they showed them that they didn't show us. So now we've been able to see this. This was just 12 days ago from our recording. But they, let me go back here and just kind of see where that was at. We see bits of Hera. It is Sabine essentially squaring off. Here she is igniting the lightsaber and going up against Baylan's apprentice, I believe. So it's the girl. She was at Star Wars Celebration as well. I think her name is Shin. I'm not really sure. Again, I haven't looked into a whole lot of spoilers here yet, but it feels like so. Baylan and Shin, they both have these orange kind of reddish lightsabers. And if you guys have thoughts, I know Andrew might have thoughts on this, but if you guys have thoughts on what the orange lightsaber represents, what it means, and why these Jedi or Force sensitives are wielding these particular blades, I think that would be interesting. I know there's been a little bit of debate about why they're, what orange means in terms of it's not purely dark side, it's not necessarily true red, and it's almost like they've gone dark side but not all the way.
Okay,
if that makes sense. They're close because it's orange, but not necessarily, if that makes sense.
I like that.
Whereas the purple lightsaber is also close to red but more light side. You're still on the light side, but you're not necessarily full red.
You're right about her name. So Baylan and Shin.
Baylan and Shin. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Yeah, so they're squaring off together, and it's just cool that Sabine has Ezra's lightsaber. And for folks who are confused, by the way, I think Lottie asked me before we started the show, didn't Sabine at one point have the darksaber? And she does. And just for a recap on, she did, sorry. In Rebels, just as a recap, she does hand it over to Bo-Katan.
Right.
And it essentially, that she kind of explains that because Sabine handed that over and she didn't win it, that was the problem. And then Moff Gideon, in her kind of, that's all explained in season 3 as well. And Moff Gideon ends up getting the darksaber. So, yeah.
But that means Sabine is already trained in how to handle a lightsaber, and she can actually fight with Ezra's saber, which is crazy.
Trained by who? Kanan Jarrus. Let's go. The other day we were scrolling.
I know. You were going to say it. We saw
how
it TikTok.
Sad. How sad.
Yeah, it's spoilers. Just of Kanan. Just a good edit of Kanan Jarrus.
Love him. Love him so much. Such a great Jedi. But I don't know. How excited are you for the Ahsoka series? Like, are you?
Super excited.
Do you have any?
I love Ahsoka. I'm so glad you showed me the the 4 episodes where young Ahsoka was,
yep,
you know, had to make a decision. They wanted her back in the Order, but she walked away.
Uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
I mean, spoiler again, this is all spoiler, but hopefully you have seen or heard of that. But Anakin says he understands.
Yeah, her wanting to leave the Order. Yes. Yeah. And by the way, so for a lot of folks, it's like, if you haven't seen that in a long time or you just never are going to watch it, it is good for us to just, I think, just kind of tell and fill in the blanks.
Yeah.
And that's awesome because, she essentially is expelled from the Order. The big question for me has always been, like, who voted for that expulsion on the Jedi Council? And I was reading some stuff the other day, and they say a lot of people, and I think maybe even Dave Filoni did suggest that Plo Koon, Master Plo Koon, Master Yoda, and Master Kenobi did not vote for her to be expelled.
Master Yoda didn't. I'm pretty sure,
think he did.
Obi-Wan didn't. But
a lot of people think he did. A lot of people think that he voted
Yoda or Obi-Wan.
Yeah, that Yoda voted to expel her from the Order.
Yeah, what he says before that is.
Well, no, but I think no. I think he, if you listen exactly what he says, mm-hmm. he says things like, "May the Force guide us in our decision."
Yeah.
He does not actually ever give one way or the other.
No, that's true.
Everybody around him acknowledges, like, they bring up the evidence, they bring up all those different things, and even in the apology, Master Plo Koon is able to full on apologize on behalf of the Order.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, instead, Master Mace Windu said that the Force works in mysterious ways.
Mm-hmm.
And he blames it on the Force. He doesn't take it on himself. You made an action that expelled her. You chose to vote to expel her.
Yeah.
Now, or were you guided by the Force? Are you saying the Force guided you to that decision? See, no. That's where they become a little bit misguided, and they think that their very own thoughts and decisions are 100% totally guided by the Force.
Yeah.
And it gets a little muddled there. Gets a little crazy.
But it just felt so unfair for Ahsoka to go through this whole thing. And
Right. Because in exploring this, she has now got the white lightsabers. We saw her at the end of Rebels, all in white. She, to me, feels like a guardian. I forgot. Yeah. You said this the other day. You're like, she died twice. And I was like, oh, kind of. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Because in the Mortis arc, she's brought back by the daughter, and then Ezra saves her in what would have been the Darth Vader duel.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And he doesn't save her until a year later. What, you know, I don't know how time travel and all that stuff works. Does she actually say what really happened there?
Right.
That's a big box of...
Is there one timeline where she did die because Ezra, you know, comes back later?
Yeah, but yeah. So, really interesting character, and I feel like she's...
Oh, yeah.
She's going to set up... I hope that they're doing this big setup in this launch with, they say that Dave Filoni has a final movie to sort of bring everything all together to end the Mandoverse, right?
Yeah.
To kind of do your seasons of Mando. They've got other things coming out that I haven't even really, like Skeleton Crew is something that's going to be a part of that verse, which is a bunch of kids running around with Jude Law. and that's going to be cool. So Dumbledore, Dumbledore's in Star Wars. Let's go. But yeah, I mean, so there's a lot of things that are happening in terms of the TV shows, and it's all going to come to a head with the big movie. And then after that movie, I kind of feel like they're moving on to the Rey series. They'll go to the new Jedi Order and move forward. But
and the Acolyte?
The Acolyte. Now, the Acolyte is going to bounce backwards in time, so that's going to be...
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's before episode one. It's way back at the other end, at the High Republic.
High Republic. Yes.
Yep. So now they say that's amazing. Everyone is saying that looks
so excited.
Really, really, really good. And I'm excited for it because it seems like there's a lot of emotion and a lot of intensity. And I'm excited to see what they did.
I just love that they can explore so many different styles, so many different timelines and character arcs. And
it's great. It's a galaxy. It is a galaxy. And this is what it's all about. Like, this is why. So as Disney has this and it grows, and I know there's some grumblings, and I have my own grumblings with some of the way that this was originally handled and the things that were done with the sequel trilogy.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. You got to move on. And I love Star Wars. I always have. It saved my life when I was a kid. It was awesome. I believed through the Force I could do anything. You know, it's just awesome. Love freaking Star Wars so much.
Yeah.
And so for it to continue on and for it to grow, I'm down. You know, if it inspires other kids and they can see something that just fascinates them and they get locked into the lore, it's great. Because the EU was all the comic books, the books, just extra stuff that you don't like the video games and everything. You could just dive into that and you know, you love Han Solo and you're playing as Dash Rendar and you see Boba Fett and Luke and all these other people, and you're like, this is awesome. I kind of feel connected to this character, and I'm meeting the heroes along the way.
Right.
It was just, it's great. So, but yeah, if anybody has questions or thoughts or anything that I'm not, I'm trying to think of things that we could recap as we, when we come back, we're going to be recording, by the way, in Germany and on our trip, because we're going to be there for a good while.
Good
chunk. Good chunk of time. But yeah, and so if you guys have thoughts or things that we could cover or things that I could kind of summarize on Ahsoka, let me know. Because I don't really know what people know and don't know or, you know, that kind of stuff. And I guess I'll have Lottie meditate on that before so she can think through some things. But other than that, okay, so moving on. There was a new video game that kind of came out. So Star Wars Outlaws. And we just watched the first like 5 to 10 minutes of the gameplay footage and some of the trailer. What'd you think?
Really cool.
Really cool.
I loved how it looked. I loved, I don't know if it was a Lothcat. It looked like a mix of a Lothcat and one of those axolotl. I never heard how to
say it in
English, but
yeah,
you know what I mean.
I do. Yeah. It did look like, I don't know.
It was awesome.
I don't know what the species is called at all, though. I don't know what that is, but she had, it's Nick is its name,
yes,
I think
so. Mm-hmm.
Right? And yeah, so she was running around trying, it was just gameplay footage of her getting, she was fighting the pikes. She was there fighting the pikes, and she's going back to some crime boss in town, and I don't know, she stole an artifact or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool. But other than that, we watched it. It looked cool. I've seen mixed review. I've actually seen largely positive stuff.
On
it. It seems like people are really, really intrigued by it and looking forward to it. They say it's coming in 2024, so next year.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So they released Jedi Survivors this year, and then next year that's coming out. But they're not the same. You said it's a different company who produced it?
So Ubisoft or whatever is making this game. So it's sort of an open world kind of platform.
Oh, it looked great. I mean, the video game technology, I don't know if it's going to be released for PC, PlayStation, all of it, but it looks fantastic. The world. It's almost like you're in a film. You know?
Yeah.
It comes close to it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure it does. So that looked really cool. I don't know if you guys have thoughts on that. I just wanted to mention it. I just saw it, just saw the gameplay footage. I don't even think I actually watched if there was a trailer, if it was just the gameplay footage there, but.
Okay, yeah, so Jedi Survivor is EA.
Yep. Yeah.
And the other one.
So while we're thinking about, so Jedi Survivor, I've only seen a few cutscenes. By the way, I know my buddy Cam Hansen is sort of like, wow, dude, I cannot believe you've not caught up and played that game. But
we haven't even played Hogwarts Legacy.
We haven't played Hogwarts Legacy. I haven't even had time. I have not had time. So I'm like watching the cutscenes, trying to get the full story. Probably something we could do on the plane is just watch, because I'm more.
Oh, that'd be interesting. Yeah.
I'm just there for the story. I really want to know what happens to Cal Kestis. And so some of you out there know more than some of you know what happened to him. You played the game, and as is sitting over here going, I have no clue what happened
to
that
guy. We're gonna catch up on Cal Kestis.
Yeah, I mean, I did read one spoiler, which I won't spoil for you guys in case you want to play the game and figure it out. Yeah. But there's definitely something pretty massive that happens at the end of it. So we'll have to, because I'm always wondering how, like, Cal Kestis, whenever you do like a new thing, let's say Kenobi season 2, if it's coming up, I'm always just like, well, who could show up? Quinlan Voss, Cal Kestis, who are the Jedi or the survivors from Order 66 that could make an appearance that we don't know about? And there's a ton. There was thousands of Jedi. So some of them did survive. And by the time of Luke Skywalker or Yoda in episode 5, there is next to none left. But during this time, it makes sense that there's a lot of them still surviving, and the Inquisitors are tracking them down. So that's just when I theorize, and I like to kind of pencil down, like, okay, who's left? Who has been mentioned in Star Wars canon that has not died, or we didn't see their death, or we're not really sure, you know? So there we go. Okay, I do have more thoughts. We're going to kind of wrap it up here, too. We got to pack. We got to get ready. Got to get the lightsaber, packed away safely so I can take it to Germany. And we'll be back with more. But we are coming back with an EU edition where I'm going to talk to you guys about some of my theories, quick things on Luke Skywalker and his children, and then also a quick one on tech and his survival.
So, yeah, sounds great.
Yeah, I think that's it. All right, friends. Hey, thank you guys so much for the support, for hanging in there with us and hanging out here just talking some Star Wars. We really do appreciate you guys. Appreciate our patrons so much. Appreciate anyone and everyone who gives us a review. Every download, honestly. So thanks for people who just clicked in one time and listened to us and then kept clicking. Like, we enjoy that, and I just love talking about Star Wars. I'll never stop talking about it. If nobody listened, you know this. I walk around here and I meditate. I sometimes say to you, I'm like, I would just stop and I'll just be like, the Force has just given me a vision. and it's some short, it's a video I want to make, or it's something that I want to do, and I really believe the Force sends me visions. So yes, yes.
Always listen. I will.
Yes.
Master.
Yes. How many times do I walk around and I do different voices for the one quote, "When gone am I?"
Oh, all the time. Yeah,
all the time. I'll get a quote stuck in my mind and I'll do different voices. Like I think I did it as Darth Sidious
the
other day.
When gone am I?
Yeah.
Or something.
When gone am I? Yeah. I just instead of Yoda's voice, I'm doing a lot of different voices. It's ridiculous. So it's embarrassing, but it's also.
No, it's not.
It's fun. Yeah.
You're just living your best life.
Yeah, I am. I am, actually. So, all right. We love you guys. You guys are the best. And we really are looking forward to doing more. Kind of in a little bit of a lull, so we're going to come back. We'll update you guys when we're in Germany, and maybe I'll do some more digging on some of this, some of the video games and some of the lore with Cal Kestis. Maybe I can come back and talk about some theories there, and even some predictions for Ahsoka as we get ready for that. That's going to be right at the end of the summer, so as we finish out the summer, that is the next thing up.
Yes.
And if you guys have recommendations, by the way, on High Republic or anything that we should be reading in Star Wars, please let me know, because we've got some time here in July, and I'd like to dig into that. So, yeah. All right, friends, without me rambling anymore, that's it. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much for listening. By the way, I'm still on the Endsabers German website, and there's a picture of the Darksaber. It looks so cool. I got to show you.
Oh, yeah. There's actually really awesome, sick. Their whole website is. They have tons, all the different lightsabers that you would want, NeoPixel and everything. So
yeah,
be sure to check them out.
Really cool.
And with that, may the Force be with you. You really tried to line that up with me.
I did. Normally I just say be with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Always.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.